The Torah says that when Hashem wanted to create man, Hashem first presented it as a discussion for his buddies, the angels. And Hashem presented this as a question to them. How do you angels feel about my going ahead with the creation of man? And the Gemara says that there were a group of angels that spoke up and said, Hashem, ridiculous. Don't you do it. You know why? Because man is going to commit sins. This type of man that you're describing to us is going to insult you. He's going to go against your will. Why in the world should you go ahead and create him? Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'emesinin kushis hamalochim. This was the question that the angels asked. Shekitrugu al bria sodom. Those that spoke out against Hashem's going ahead with the creation of man. V'omru, they said, Mo enoish kisis karenu. What is this man worth that you should think about him, that you should go ahead and create him? Ki osid lemichto kamoch. Man is going to sin against you. Ula argaza kamoch. He's going to make you angry, Hashem. So why in the world would you want to do this? V'heishiv lohem Hashem Yisborach. And Hashem's response to the angels was, V'chi lechinom nikresi rachum v'chanun? I don't understand you guys. One of my titles is that I am called a rachum. I'm called a chanun. You think I was called Rachum V'Chanun for nothing? In order for me to earn the title Rachum V'Chanun, there has to be a situation of somebody who deserves zero. I'll pay justice, he doesn't deserve it. And I, Hashem, who am kind, go ahead and give him anyway. V'chi lo yodu hamalochim shashem yizborach Rachum V'Chanun? What was the angel's question? Didn't the angels know that the name of Hashem is Rachum V'Chanun? These angels who Hashem created, what did they deserve to be created? Hold on a second. They're saying that man doesn't deserve to be created. What did they ever do to deserve? The fact that they exist is also kindness of Hashem. U'kimoshom razal, as the Gemara says clearly, Shehem oichlim b'chinas nama de kisufa, that man is different from angels, because angels eat bread of shame. The fact that Hashem keeps them alive is not due to any credit of theirs. It's Hashem's own freebie kindness. Vimkain, ma koil horash hazeh sheherishu abriya sodom. If that's the case, why were these angels jumping up and down and screaming, Hashem, don't create man? Sheosed lachtoi, because man is going to sin. Didn't they know that Hashem is kind? And when is he going to have an opportunity to exercise his kindness better than when a guy does a sin and he deserves to be put in a room and throw away the key? And that's one of the best opportunities for Hashem to exercise this Rachmonis and Chaninus. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal asks, what's the whole story here? What were they really asking? And what was Hashem's real answer? Because the question on the surface doesn't seem to make so much sense. Ach kol kushyosam hoye inyan hanal. Shehikshu kemoy mamonavshoch. They were asking a certain kind of a paradoxical question. Kihem hevinu tekev. They understood immediately that Hashem's decision to create man, what did he need man for if he had angels, was based on the fact that man was going to be superior to angels. Angels represent this lower level of creation, where despite the fact that they do zero to deserve to be alive or to earn anything, yet Hashem needs angels, so he created angels. But the fact that Hashem was going to go ahead and create this new animal called man, man would be different from angels in that man would be able to earn his keep. Man would be able that even through fairness and justice, he would warrant existing and being alive and getting to Gan Eden based on the fact that he would have free choice. V'al kein hikshu, therefore they asked, im kein, eich efsher sheyiskayim. Hold on a second. If that's the whole purpose for man, ki haloi osed lemechte, if the angels put on their binoculars and they were able to see into the future and see that man himself is going to have to come on to the charity of Hashem, then what did Hashem accomplish? The whole reason for creating man was to have this being that doesn't need charity like the angels. The angels are charity cases. Man is going to be a winner. Man is going to be able to earn his keep. If I see that man himself is going to sin, and man himself is going to have to come on to charity, then where's the yosher? Where's the reasoning? Ve'im taimer, and if you, Hashem, are going to tell me that, you know what, man is going to sin, fine. She'timchoy lo'y barach mecho. When he'll sin, I'll forgive him with my kindness. Im kain, yoichal namba de kisufa bibusha gedoylo yoisame bitchila. Then man is even worse off than the angels. The angels, you tell me, have a problem. That they don't get to earn their breakfast, lunch, and supper. Man is even a worse charity case than the angels. Because if you're telling me that man is going to have the option of spitting in Hashem's face, and after he spits in Hashem's face, Hashem is going to exercise extraordinary kindness and sustain that guy, who's the bigger charity case, the angel or the man? Then man's shame is even worse than the shame of the angels. What do you need this for, Hashem? You understand how powerful a question they were asking? Hashem suggested to the angels, guess what, I got this bright idea. I'm going to create a being now who's going to be better than you guys. You guys are in free gift, freebie town. I'm going to create a being who's going to be put into a situation where he can earn his keep. The angel said to him, hold on, Hashem, you're contradicting yourself. The minute a man sins, if you're going to continue to sustain him despite the fact that he sinned, where's his sustenance coming from? It's coming from a freebie place. Not just freebie, but he's even worse than us. At least we, the angels, are freebie, but we don't do anything to insult you, Hashem, to spit on you. Man, it's going to be a worse level of freebie. That was their question. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Aval Hashem Yisborach Loi Hishgiach Aleim. However, Hashem chose to ignore them. Veheshev Lohem, and he responded to them, V'chi lechinom nikresi rachem v'chanun? What do you guys think? You think that my name, my title of rachem v'chanun is for nothing? Hainu, this means, Sheheshev Lohem, She'ein atem mevinim u'masigim derochai. You angels are very smart, you went to university, you graduated, you're all very learned and very deep angels, but you're not as deep as Hashem. You don't understand my full depth, Hashem said. Despite the fact that one of the main reasons for creating him was fairness and justice, ki olav daiko yizgalu ribui rachmonosi v'chanunosi, because on man is where Hashem's true kindness is going to be revealed, where people are going to be able to really see how far and deep Hashem's kindness really runs. On angels, Hashem uses a 30-watt bulb of kindness. Human beings are going to be the one to really test Hashem's kindness and show the entire world, or all the worlds, how kind Hashem is really capable of being. When it comes to angels or the sun and the moon or these other characters that don't commit sins, there you don't really get to see the full extent of Hashem's kindness. It's specifically man who's going to be given the ability and the tools to go against Hashem. Man is going to be the one to show the world to what extent Hashem's kindness reaches, ad ein keitz v'tachlis, where Hashem has infinite kindness. Rak, however, shebevadai yev shelochem lahasik zois. You angels aren't capable of fully understanding this, how it's possible for Hashem to be using these two contradictory items simultaneously parallel, fairness and charity. Kizehu niflois tomim deim. This is among the mysteries of Hashem, which can't be rationalized.